Et vous là, ton capitaine de... why not all the humanity will be saved? Why they are left? Maybe the lot of the are wrong, maybe we are wrong too, but don't you think each one will be saved, will be in God's love and in pure consciousness?
Well, remember, when the creation starts, there is an original energy that is released, and this energy is not forever. This energy one day will subside and finish, and the universe fall back into itself, and will stay there for billions and billions and billions of years until the next creation will be created. So that's why in Hindus philosophy that they say there is a period of God wakes up and the period that God falls asleep. Okay, now imagine that the creation has started this time. Oh, they say there have been five previous creation, so there's six or the seventh creation, if that's true or whatever, it doesn't matter. But imagine there have been creations before. In the first creation, some reached pure consciousness and became the Son of God, and the creation finished. And what happened to the rest of the people who didn't reach pure consciousness in that creation? They stayed where they were for billions of years in a not very good state, which they call hell. And then next creation started. There was the original energy that starts the creation, and that energy is used to create the creation and go through the whatever we go, and eventually, you know, the teaching comes and the great sun is revealed, and humanity creates communes of light, and eventually a lot of people reach pure consciousness, and that creation finishes. And still, if not everybody reaches to pure consciousness, therefore they are called are not saved. So what do they have to do? They have to wait for the another creation. That's why in Buddhism it says it is so rare to have a human body. It is so fortunate to have the human body, and you should not misuse it. You should have taken advantages this time to reach what? To higher consciousness and to nirvana. Because we're so it is so precious to have this body. There are millions of billions of billions of billions of souls out there, unit consciousnesses, they do want to have this body, and they do not have, there is not enough body to go around. Okay. So you have that opportunity to have this body, to be here, and you rest it on what? Accumulating wealth and desiring, chasing, you know, your little ones and craving and through, you know, physiological and safety needs and power and all that. What happens? You die. Did you reach full consciousness in this lifetime? No, you missed it. Did you reach full consciousness next time and next time and next time? Well, the creation finishes, the energy is finished. Creation have to fold. Where are you? You haven't reached to the full consciousness. But every creation is created at the end of the creation. Do we have more souls who reach full consciousness or less? More. So, what do we have? Each person who reaches full consciousness in the next lifetime is going to be what? Those who have been chosen from the foundation of the creation to help the others to reach higher consciousness. So each creation, we have more people reach full consciousness, and in every creation we have more workers, and in each creation more people reach full consciousness. And when we reach the critical mass, we have a lot of teachers, a lot of wonderful souls who come and will help the rest of the universe to reach full consciousness. That's why in our teachings as well, in the reminder said, we helped all reach the whole universe to reach pure consciousness. We don't believe that the whole universe is going to go to hell and there are going to be souls that are not going to be saved. But their souls are not going to be saved for a long time. And that, you see, just imagine this atom, or even consciousness of one unit being is even smaller than an atom, because atom is himself is a creation. That unit consciousness really is so insignificant that you cannot even make it in a creation. That's why some people used to wake the person who is alive, and when they die, they thought if they lose weight, therefore soul left them. Okay, so they used to wake the person just before the death, and then wake them after the death, and they didn't see any difference in the weight. Of course not, because soul is so weightless, so small. Unit consciousness is so small in that it cannot be weighted. So they couldn't. They concluded therefore there is no soul, because the weight didn't change. Okay, now imagine how many unit, if it's so small and it doesn't have so little weight, how many of them in the universe? As I say, atom still is the creation. The soul is even smaller than atom. It's smaller than quarks and quarks. Okay, quarks and all those things is atom are made of those. Soul is even smaller than those. Okay, and now, how many atoms are in the universe? Billions of billions of trillions of trillions of trillions, just infinite. You cannot even imagine. And all these human consciousness have to reach pure consciousness. Do you think it's going to reach pure consciousness in one creation? Two, three, 10, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000? So you can see that not in every creation everybody will reach pure consciousness. Not everybody will be the elect, the saved ones. Okay. And we will try. And we try to make them reach pure consciousness. Would they listen? We have only 4 billion people on earth. How many people are willing to listen to God and come together, bring the justice to humanity, create the conditions of life, get over their boundaries, attachments, and political attachment, and the race attachment, the gender attachment, language attachment, emotional attachment, mental attachment, physical attachments, physical desires. You see, there are so many obstacles for even 4 billion people to come together. Will all the 4 billion people willing to create the communities of lights and the creation on earth? Probably not. But you don't need 4 billion people. We need 144,000 dedicated soldiers, dedicated people who will bring millions of millions of others to this conclusion that we are one earth, one humanity, and we have to get the community of light and accelerate the progress of human physically, mentally, and spiritually to the highest level. So we can see that bringing humanity to realize the goal of the light is to become divine, and that is the highest goal of to achieve. It is not an easy job, and not everybody will come to that conclusion. And when the creation starts folding back, many of them are not in pure consciousness and they are not saved. But they eventually will. As we said, we try to. That's why in that creation, do you think our job is going to be finished in this creation or in this lifetime? No. We will come back, keep this sad song over and over and over. We receive this body, we leave them, we come back, we. That's why, as I said, you know, if you have a choice, if you come to the mission and say, well, I can do something else with my life, then you are not for this mission. I believe that there's those who have, as for this mission, they have chosen from the very beginning of their life. And they say, you know, well, that's what it is. That's all there is into for me. I'm going to use this mission. That's my life. If it's not your life, then you have another life, right, to go and pursue it. But if this is your life, then you have to get the humanity going. You have to come together. You have to forget about the lower natures and little things and do it. That's been, I was doing for over 20 years. And that's fine. Eventually, we get Even if we get few people to understand this, that's great. We will do it. And that's why the foundation to bring humanity and the rest of the universe to pure consciousness is eternal divine path. Creation of the communes of light. Unification of religion, unification of humanity, unification of earth into one wonderful, just place for everyone to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. And then if something bad happened to them, then you know, that was their karma. But they cannot have all these separations and destruction and disunity, and then still say, well, this is their karma. You know, we don't have to worry about it. But humanity will get to that point little by little. You know, we can see most of the people are realizing that there is only one earth, there is, you know, we cannot be separated, you know, and all that. So, answering your question, you can see that in every creation that everybody is going to be saved, but there are going to be many, many, many creations, and each creation, more people are going to reach higher consciousness, and eventually everybody will reach true consciousness. But true consciousness means to follow the laws, to follow the eternal divine path. Create communes of light, become a center for wonderful environment for the people to live in, feel safe, and become one with each other. Does it make sense?
Great sense.
Okay, thanks. Open them. Thanks, Ishvara. But if it doesn't make sense, if you have any follow-up or you don't want to agree with me, that's great. I would like to, you know, to discuss something in a deeper level if you see something that, you know, or anybody would like to, you know, bring it that doesn't make sense. But it makes sense. I understand. It makes sense because, you know, that's how God said. God said that everybody is going to be saved in every lifetime. He said you're going to be bundled and put into the lake of the fire. It sounds cruel. But what happened? The creation is finished and they're not saved. Nobody can do anything about it. They're going to stay in that stage for the rest of that creation. They're going to be in the lake of fire. You know, it just makes sense. It's not that God said, know thyself. I didn't say, I'm going to make you know yourself. Know yourself. It's up to you. It's how much is up to us. See? It's not up to God. Yeah, but those teachers that say, oh, don't worry about it, just believe in such and such a thing, you are saved, and this thing, it is wrong. It's not a scripture. It says, know thyself. Okay. Be still and know that I am God. Who is going to be still? Am I going to make you still? Or you are going to become still yourself? It says, you do it. Be still. Being still means you become still. You do it. Being a stillness. I'm not going to do it for you. I can show it. I'm telling you, the only way to know God is to be still. A person who cannot be still can know God. He says, no, be still. So, be still means what? Meditation. Okay. Be still and know. You do it. Know thyself. Because God says, am I going to make you to know yourself? I'm going to give you the tools, meditation, fasting, prayer, chanting, you know, reminder, and all those things is for what? To get you away from the external world and make you be able to, in the creation of communes of light, the part of knowing thyself and becoming a still. Because in the communes of light, you don't need as much stress as, you know, we have less stress in this household than those people out there, that two people living together or one person living together with a couple of kids, you know. Because do what? We share things together and we have less stressful life. We do not have to worry about it. Even if we come, even come bigger, that stress even becomes less and less. Okay. We were discussing about, you know, older people then. My mother, you know, Sari's mother, and other people's mother, or older people are getting old. What do? They're worried, they're afraid. Who take care of them? Who's going to become in light? Are they afraid? No. Because in the communist stuff, the children are taking care of the older people, and older people taking care of the younger people, and the younger people know that when they get older, people, you take care of them, and the younger person, you know, feels safe because there's always people around to take care of them. It is a wonderful, a stressless environment. Okay? And how can you have a deep meditation when you are in a stress, when there is no stress in your body? If you are stressed, if you close your eyes and say, oh, what about who is going to take care of me when I'm old? Are you thinking about God? No, it's not. So we can see that we have to create covenant of love. We have to do those things. Who is going to do it? He says, you do it. It's not going to do for us. I'm not going to do for you. I'm showing the way. I'm showing this is the way to do it. Okay. But you have to be committed. You have to do work. You have to come. You have to join. You have to do. You have to come together and create covenant. Or create covenant wherever you are. And make the humanity see this is good for them. Okay. This is better for them. We have created technology. We have harnessed the power of energy. Are we having time to enjoy them? Are we using them for a better life for humanity? Or is it becoming more stressful for us? Because everybody wants to have a car, a television, a computer, anything that is there. In order to have all those things, you have to become very rich. In order to become rich, you have either to work very hard, or stumble all over the other people, or cheat and steal and take advantage of other people so you can have all those things. What has created out there? Everybody after their own interests. It has created such a disunity between humanity, and it's going to get worse and worse. Okay? It is getting worse. I remember when I came to this country, they were much more nicer. People were much more nicer to you than now. They're getting, you know, very materialistic, very self-centered, very rude sometimes. And the services come down, and it's going down every day. What idea is how I can get rich. Nobody else. But if people start sharing with each other, do we need that many television, 2, 3, 4 television in a household? Do we need that many computers or cars or just like, and even so a lot of people are gonna be in very stressful situation, have very little and less and a lot of people and a few people can have a lot. And that's exactly what the ideology of the, you know, dialectic materialism was, and a lot of people going to become poor, few people going to be rich, and that's where the revolution starts and all that. But you don't have to do that. In the comings of life, okay, we don't need all that stress and anxiety. We can use the technology that God gave us to create wonderful communities, just connect. Just like now, we're connected together. We're not in one community. These guys are in Quebec and France. But really, we're one community. We're right there together. So, was it this possible 30 years ago? No. So we can see, we can create communities connected with technology and wonderfully, you know, sharing and helping. And okay, there's some person in France wants to come live in Albuquerque. There's a community already here. They can join here. Somebody from here wants to go to Egypt. They can go and live in Egypt. There's a community in there. You know? So, wonderful world. And that's the vision I have. That's the vision that I can see, you know, that how stressless communities of life can be, how open it's going to be. There's no boundaries between nations. Of course, that's going to come very gradually. You cannot open the nation right now because the difference is so high that it's going to create a havoc, but little by little, create a world that's more equitable, more stressless, and also reach them space. Rescue out of space and bring more you know, resources for humanity. There's infinite energy out there in the universe. And we are sitting on the earth and just like the ocean of energy out there, just like the at the bird that who is sitting in front of the lake and he's not drinking the water because he's afraid if he drinks the water and it's going to finish. And then what he's going to do if there's no lake anymore? And he eventually starves of death because he just doesn't, he's afraid if he drinks, he drinks a little bit, but he can drink a lot because the lake is not going to finish what he's drinking. He even doesn't know that the rain's going to bring more water. And on and on. It's just like us. We're sitting in the brink of the universe with infinite energy. We are fighting with each other over a little oil somewhere in mean, part of the earth. So our visions are small, and it becomes smaller the way, you know, the society is going, because everybody's going to be more afraid of the physiological and safety needs, and they're going to be more stressful and become more cruel to one another. But by sharing and creation of the coming of life, all those things can be lax, and our children are going to have a beautiful environment to live in, our older people are going to have a place to be taken care of, our younger people, some of them can work, some of them can stay in the community and take care of it, and we can see that in that environment everybody are well taken care of and there is no stress. Then we can, this is the way, that's what God has given you, the way. This is the way that you can be still. This is the way you can know thyself. These are the tools I'm giving you. But being still and knowing thyself is up to you. I can tell you the comes of life. But if you don't want to be still, if you can, you don't want to be meditating, if you don't want to know thyself, I can do nothing about it. Okay. It's up to you. I'm giving you the tool, I'm giving you the path, I'm giving you the way. But it's up to you to point. It's the eternal divine path is given to you. Are you watching it? Are you becoming it? Are you meditating, making a visit? Are you creating the conditions of life? Are you creating the pure environment? There is no tension of impurity in it, in this community. Are you working on it? Are you seeing if you are bringing an impurity in your community or your life? It's up to you to do it. It's up to you to meditate and see what kind of impurity you might bring to your own life and to your to the community. Okay? So we can see God says, know thyself. You know yourself. Of course, you know, we give satsang, he just cleans you, it's a wonderful thing to hear the word of God, but eventually that cleansing should stay much longer. It should not just stay a couple of hours. It should not stay 2 days. It should not stay 3 days. It should stay at least a couple of weeks. I hope this all makes sense. And these are the truth. This is the truth that has been here with us and here for us. And as I said always, if you do not agree with me, or you have a question, or anything that doesn't make sense, I'd love to discuss it. And actually, I'd like to get some feedback once in a while. Anything I say, you guys say, yes, yes, it makes sense, so you say, oh, but it do make sense, I think.
Mr. Can you hear me?
Open the channel.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
About the beach quiet.
What?
It's not to be finished soon. We have still a long, long time.
When I give satsang, I don't put a time on it. Whenever the time comes that I have nothing else to add to it, that's the time it finishes. What you're saying, you have half an hour, is that you're saying? So I have to keep saying, going?
I think you're talking about the creation.
Okay, to open it. Is it saying? Okay, well, did you mean that we have a long tongue in the satsang or in the creation?
In the creation, this one, which we are.
Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, well, to us, you're correct. To us, it's a long time before this creation being, you know, finished. But for God, it's not very long. Okay, in our timing, yes, it sounds like wow, a couple of billions of trillions of years is a long time. But for the being that has been here forever, it's just like a blink of an eye, and the number of the unit consciousnesses that in the universe is overwhelming too. There's many, many billions of billions of billions of trillions of trillions of them out there. So you are correct. Actually, as I said many times, our work not only will not be finished on Earth after we are done with Earth, or get the Earth going in the next incarnation, we might be born in different solar systems or different, you know, Earth or beings in different places, and we still will be preaching the comings of light and the eternal divine path. It's just it is principles not only work on Earth, it works anywhere in the universe. It's a universal principle that we have to spread in the whole universe, and our work is going to be a long, long time work. So brace yourselves for a long time of, you know, coming back and hearing satsangs and doing the will of God and the eternal divine path and the creation. But at the end, still, most of the creation will not reach true consciousness in this creation. And we need other creation to come, and each of them help to bring consciousnesses to the higher consciousness.